Welcome to the Deep Dive. So today we're looking at some really interesting material you shared about continuous optimization.
Right.
The idea that it's less of a final goal and more, well, an ongoing journey.
Exactly. A constant process of getting better.
Okay. And our mission here basically is to kind of distill that philosophy, figure out its core, and, you know, why it's actually valuable for, well, for anyone listening who wants to improve.
Yeah, definitely. And thinking about the sources, especially those on process improvement, a good analogy that comes up is thinking of it like a river.
A river. Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's not just sitting there. It's constantly adapting, wearing away obstacles, finding the easiest, most efficient way to flow.
Constantly adapting. I like that.
That relentless adaptation, that's really the heart of it.
Okay, so let's make this practical. If someone's listening and thinking, right, I want to adopt this, what are the, like, the first steps?
Well, it really starts with taking a maybe sometimes uncomfortable but honest look at how things are right now. Where are the holdups? The inefficiencies? Think of it like finding those rocks in the riverbed that are messing up the flow.
Right, the things causing turbulence.
Exactly. And the key point here isn't about, you know, pointing fingers or assigning blame.
No, it's about opportunity.
Precisely. Just identifying where things could run smoother, finding opportunities.
Okay, so you found those spots, those rocks. What's next? You just jump in.
Well, then comes the experimentation phase. This is where you actually try things out.
Like what?
Oh, it could be anything, really. Trying new tech, maybe refining a workflow, more training, sometimes even rethinking the whole strategy behind something.
Right.
But the crucial part, and this comes through in some of the reading, is to approach it scientifically, almost like a lab experiment.
Okay, scientifically? How so?
You form a hypothesis like, if we change this, we expect that outcome. Then you implement it, ideally in a controlled way, and then this is vital. You measure carefully.
Measurement. Okay, that makes sense. Otherwise, how do you know if it actually worked?
Exactly. That's where your KPIs, your key performance indicators come in.
Right.
Those are the numbers, the data points, that tell you objectively if you're making progress, what's working, maybe what isn't.
And that data doesn't just sit there, presumably.
No, absolutely not. It feeds right back into the process. It informs your next decisions. What's really interesting is how it creates this feedback loop.
A loop. Okay, explain that a bit more.
Well, the results you measure, they give you insights, right? And those insights might highlight new areas for improvement or suggest tweaking the change you just made.
Ah, so it circles back.
Yes. So the whole cycle starts again. Assess, experiment, measure, learn. Assess, experiment, measure, learn. It's this iterative, virtuous cycle, you could say.
A virtuous cycle of progress. I like that.
And the goal isn't really to hit some imaginary state of perfection. That's often impossible anyway.
It's more about the process itself.
It's about building that habit of constant learning and adapting. That's what makes you or your team or your organization more resilient and agile in the long run.
Okay, so resilience, agility. What are the other big payoffs? If you really embrace this continuous improvement thing, what benefits do you actually see?
Looking across the sources, several clear advantages pop up repeatedly. Increased efficiency is a huge one.
Doing more with less.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Streamlined processes mean less wasted effort.
Hmm.
Then there's improved quality, fewer errors, better outcomes, because you're constantly rooting out the causes of problems.
Makes sense.
You also get enhanced agility, the ability to react and adapt quickly when things change, which they always do.
Yeah.
Plus, it really fosters innovation. Constantly looking for better ways, encourages new ideas and experimentation.
Yeah.
And, you know, put all that together.
Leads to a competitive advantage.
It certainly can. Being consistently better, faster, more adaptable than your peers, that's a strong position to be in.
It all sounds incredibly positive, almost too good to be true. Is it always straightforward?
Oh, definitely not always smooth sailing. Let's be realistic. It requires real dedication.
You have to commit to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you need to be open to change, which isn't always comfortable for people. And it demands ongoing learning. You have to be willing to keep learning.
And sometimes maybe the gains are small initially.
That's a really important point, actually. Some of the material hints at this small, consistent improvements often add up to way more over time than trying to make massive disruptive changes all at once. Slow and steady can win this race.
Okay, so wrapping this up, we've explored this idea of continuous optimization, not as a project with an end date, but as this perpetual cycle. Assess, experiment, measure, learn.
Exactly. It's a philosophy, a mindset. And while it takes effort, it's a really worthwhile approach for driving sustained growth and ultimately better performance.
So a final thought perhaps for you, the listener, just take a moment and consider, what's one small area, maybe in your work, maybe even in your personal life, where you could begin that process, that cycle of continuous evaluation and improvement?
Yeah, even a tiny first step.
It could be the start of your own journey of relentless refinement. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.